We hear in today's gospel the two greatest commandments, which Christ says summarizes the whole law and the prophets. The law would have been the Torah, meaning the first five books of the Old Testament, and with the prophets, that would have been all of their sacred scripture. And so scripture can be summarized and is founded upon these two commandments. First, to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That means the totality of ourselves. And to love your neighbor as yourself. Our love of God has to have priority over everything else in our lives, all our other priorities. Before we belong to any school, or before we belong to any team, or any organization, or any nationality, or any political party, or any ideology, before all of that, we are Christians. And God comes absolutely first, above all other things. Christian charity is powerful, and it has truly transformed the course of history, it's transformed our world, and it's transformed each one of us. And Christianity is a force for good in any nation, and definitely within our country as a whole. You know, if we look at our nation, so many Christians have sacrificed themselves for the sake of others, for love of neighbor. You know, we have St. Vincent de Paul here at this parish, and that's part of a network that goes throughout the country and throughout the world providing assistance to the needy. You know, we've built a huge network of hospitals to provide medical care for those who are sick. We've built entire school systems to educate those who wouldn't otherwise have access to an education. You know, we have organizations that serve immigrants and refugees. And the love of neighbor has led many people to service in the military. It's led them to be policemen or first responders, to put their own lives at risk for the good of others. So many of our lawyers and judges within our country are Catholic because they've dedicated themselves to upholding the rule of law so that our society can flourish under order. You know, Christianity teaches the importance of hard work and of ethics, whether people are working in their own business or in different trades. And more important than this is the spiritual benefits that the church brings, because the church builds up and supports and encourages strong families and strong marriages. And the church brings the forgiveness of sins, and it brings the mercy of God to those who are broken and those who have fallen from the straight and narrow path so that they can be reconciled to God. And it's the church that feeds us with the Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And so what we can see is that the church enriches our lives and it enriches society at every level. It builds a whole level of charity and of self-sacrifice, which is so important to our society. You know, the church teaches us to care for the totality of the person, the needs of both body and soul. And so each one of us, no matter what profession or state in life we're called to a life of sacrifice for love of God and love of neighbor. Each one of us is called to that. And free societies need Christian charity because Christian charity teaches us to use our freedom well in order to build a flourishing society that's merciful and that cares for those who are broken or in need. You would think that every nation would be thrilled to have Christians within their society. And many people are. Many people recognize the importance of our society, which is built upon Christianity. Yet at the same time, you know, the religious freedom is increasingly under attack by those who have a very different agenda. And it's come under attack by people who do not appreciate the contributions that Christianity has brought to our society. They call themselves progressives, but they have a very different idea of what progress is. And over time, we've seen greater and greater hostility towards religion. We've seen it in the attempts to strip prayer away from our public schools, as if prayer is something dangerous to society, like a disease that we need to get rid of. You know, we've seen them try and remove monuments and monuments to the Ten Commandments and other religious monuments from our country. We've seen them come out against Catholic justices, saying that if somebody's a faithful Catholic, they have no place, you know, in a public position like that. You know, we've seen with the COVID shutdown increasing attacks that are targeting churches and even to today keeping them closed. Why is this? Why, if Christianity is so beneficial for society, why would people be attacking it? I think part of the reason is because our first allegiance is to God. And so we live by moral absolutes. There's certain things that we will never give into. And if people have an agenda that goes against that, they're going to target Christianity. When the authentic good of the human person is threatened, Christians are going to stand up against that. And when progressives begin to violate the dignity of the human person, Christianity becomes an obstacle to their radical agendas. They want to promote free access to abortion, even to the point of infanticide. As Christians, we never stand for abortion. And we will stand against taxpayer funding being used for abortion. And we will stand against the removal of conscience rights, which, if removed, will attempt to coerce doctors and nurses into performing abortions. Progressives want to control our education system. They want to limit free choice in education and force everyone to go through the public school system where they can change the curriculum, and where they're pushing new sexual education programs, which are teaching sexual perversions and the indoctrination of our children. Christians are always going to fight for the innocence and the purity of our children. Their values need to come from their families and from the church, not some government program that attempts to change their values. Now, there's a push for socialized medicine. This is going to bring all sorts of issues if this comes to pass. It's going to open a huge can of worms. You know, issues like euthanasia, issues like withholding medical care from people if they're too expensive. As Christians, we believe that medical decisions should belong to families and to individuals, not to the government. But it's a false promise to think that the government can magically make medical care appear for everyone. What happens is they begin to ration care and decide who gets what care. And that's going to bring them into conflict inevitably with the church. Socialist countries always end up persecuting Christians. There's no way around it. It's the natural course of events. Because socialism tries to use the force of government to bring about a better world. And it just doesn't happen that way. You know, the more socialist a country becomes, the more antagonism develops against religion. And we see that within our country as well. But the more free a country is, the more they're going to cherish and uphold Christianity and recognize the incredible benefits that come from the love of God and love of neighbor that Christianity brings. Ultimately, it's the love of God and love of neighbor, the power of the gospel message, which is the most powerful force in the world. That's what transforms society and brings goodness into the world. And so as Christians, our loyalty is clear. We love and we serve God above all else. You know, we shouldn't believe false promises in a utopia that's going to be brought about by political force. We believe that it's the responsibility of Christians and people of goodwill to provide charity for those in need. And that true goodness is going to come through the truth of the gospel message. And so as Christians, we always support those who promote the sanctity of all human life. Those who are promoting religious freedom and the flourishing of religion, and those who are upholding the sacredness of the family. If we get those things right, and if we establish our society upon the respect for human life and religious freedom and the family, so many of our other issues are going to work themselves out. But if we remove those things, then the society is going to radically change in a way that's going to be antagonistic against Christianity. And so we pray for those who support the sanctity of life, religious freedom, and the sacredness of the family, that might be the truth which transforms our society.